Every angel is terrifying. Intense, graphic, sexy, euphoric. Provocative, edgy, thought-provoking. Technically
and visually stunning.
A compelling work of science fiction. A suspenseful exposé. Cinema like you've never seen it before. The exotic, bizarre, and beautiful world of Afterlife. And this is your invitation to enter.
Incredible. Incredibly bizarre song and lyrics, this. Imagining the afterlife.
Intense, graphic, sexy, euphoric.
I'm not sure I want that in the afterlife. It depends how old you are, isn't it? In the afterlife. Imagine if you're suspended at the time you die on this earth. Everyone we felt sorry for, dying young, will have an amazing time running around fucking and making up for lost time. And the rest of us will just be hobbling around for eternity, hunched over with bad backs, complaining about the noise. You young people, can you stop fucking, please, for eternity? Will I just have a bad back? We'll be fucking awful. And the worst thing about young people, and I remember being one of them, is that they pretend to know everything. They pretend to know more than the older people. That they pretend they are doing something different that the older people did when they were young. My son, my then 13-year-old son, said to me last year, "Oh, Daddy, you know nothing about sex, and I know everything." The arrogance of the kid. He's not had sex yet. I guarantee that from some of the questions he still asks me. But he still believes, genuinely believes, he knows more about sex than I do. Which is ridiculous. I know everything about sex. You know, I know the first bit where you check the other person is hard, stroke wet. You know, I know the oral sex bit that you do that. You know, I know the awkward 69 bit where you think, how does that look from where you are? I don't know, let's just keep going for a bit. I know the best bit, you know, which is going in, of course. You know, I know all the positions, missionary, doggy, on top, all the positions. I'm serious, anyone that says there's another position is lying. It's all variations of missionary, doggy, and on top. You pretend that it's a different one, but it's just... I know the fact that she has to come several times first before you come. Selfish. And I know the bit at the end where you both want to break free, but you have to stay there inside for a bit, and you know, and then you eventually go come out really slowly. Oh, I don't want to. I don't really want to. And then you just come out, and then she puts her leg into the air to stop the cum dribbling out. And, if you're not using a condom, and why would you? And then there's the trips to the bathroom and the lengthy papering process, the mopping up. I know the bit where she wants to chat and you want to fall asleep. I know everything about sex, that's what I'm saying. And you're 14. You know nothing about sex. So I said this to my son the other day. On his 14th birthday, actually. He started talking about sex. I let him stay up late at night with me, and he started talking about sex, and he said, "I know everything about sex." I said, "You're 14, you know nothing." "I know much more than you about sex," I said. And I said, I bet there's loads of things about sex that you don't know. And he said, okay, Daddy, I admit it. I don't know what some things are. And I said, thank you. And he said, yeah, like, what's anal? Actually, son, let me correct myself. I know nothing about sex. Lots of love to you all.